2 months ago, we profiled former Navy pharmacist's mate, Wheeler Lipes. At 84, Lipes was finally being honored by the Navy for performing a life-saving appendectomy aboard a submarine in 1942. Wheeler Lipes died this week. Jan Herman is a medical historian with the Navy who was instrumental in winning recognition for Lipes. We reached him in New Bern, North Carolina, where he traveled for Wheeler Lipes' funeral. Hello there, Mr. Herman, and our condolences to you.
Well, thank you.
Why did you work so hard for so long to get Navy honors for Wheeler Lipes?
Well, he was an extraordinary person. He joined the Navy at a very young age, and he put in a long career in the Navy. And the particular incident, the episode that's so famous, the appendectomy. For many, many years afterward, he was never recognized for that. And we felt, since so many years had gone by, and he hadn't been recognized for such a heroic act, that something should be done. And so we looked into it and found that, indeed, he was eligible for a Navy Commendation Award.
And why did that take so long? I understand it was a matter of controversy.
It was originally. The Surgeon General, who was at the time, would have been Admiral Ross McIntyre, was very, very upset by the idea that Navy corpsmen would do operations. This was considered the turf for surgeons, for physicians. And, of course, he was not a physician. He was a corpsman or a pharmacist mate. But the circumstances were so extraordinary. The fact that the submarine was in enemy waters, there were no physicians around. We certainly did not have antibiotics at that time. Penicillin wouldn't be seen for some years in the submarine service. And it was recognized, certainly Lipes recognized, that his patient, if not treated very quickly, the appendix would burst and the patient would most likely die from his disease. Appendicitis was not a simple operation as it is today. People died in other hospitals of appendicitis. So the outcome was never clear. But his commanding officer ordered him to do it, and he followed the direction of his commanding officer.
And Mr. Lipes was very creative when he had to do this operation.
Well, absolutely. He was a very creative man. I think until the end of his life he was creative, and I've known him for many, many years. Being able to set up using the spoons, the bent spoons as retractors, using the tea strainer as an anesthesia mask, all these things were created on the spot with what was available. He was that kind of a very quick-thinking human being and very, very talented.
When he was recognized finally earlier this year, was it still a matter of controversy for some in the?
I'm sure there still are people who feel that a doctor's turf should not be crossed. But I think it was fairly well recognized that what he did under extraordinary circumstances. This would not be obviously condoned in today's Navy. In fact, today's Navy, you wouldn't find surgery on submarines. It's no longer required. Patients are treated with antibiotics for that particular malady, and if possible, they're evacuated and taken to a hospital where they can be operated on properly.
You were at the ceremony?
Yes, I was.
How did Wheeler Lipes react?
Well, I can say this. I spoke with him afterward, and of course, he was very, very ill. He was even ill the day that he accepted his award, but he had a smile on his face a mile wide. And his wife told me just a few days ago that particular ceremony and that particular day was one of the happiest days of his life.
Jan Herman is a historian of the Navy Medical Department. Wheeler Lipes will be buried at Arlington National Cemetery in June. Mr. Herman, thank you so much.
Thank you.